Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyate Satharine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Salakaya, Chaksho Unmilitam Dhinataz Maishi Gurave Namaha Mukham Goroti Vachalam Pangum Langayati Ganim Yakripa Tamaham Maneshi Gurun Dhinatarana. Whenever I'm asked to give blessings, I always usually put in a disclaimer. To give blessings means that you have to have some ability to invoke divine intervention. And I don't feel qualified to be able to fulfill that responsibility in any way. So I don't know if I can even fulfill the request that's being made of me by offering blessings. I guess I could speak a few words, at least that much I can do, and try to express my thoughts, concluding thoughts of the experience over the past several days here in the association of all of these wonderful Vaishnavas and all of you, also Vaishnavas, no distinctions being made in that statement. I've had the intimate association of these Vaishnavas sitting on both sides of me. And it's had certainly a cumulative effect in my consciousness, something that we should always aspire for, to at least to obtain some cumulative effect of our experiences in devotional service. It's the process of surrender is a as an ongoing process. We oftentimes explain to devotees that sometimes devotees think that when one gets initiation, it's an end in of itself. But actually, Prabhupada said, no, initiation is the beginning. So in the same way, the whole path of devotional service is an ongoing process of purification of the heart. And the more the heart becomes purified and cleansed of unwanted anarthas within the heart, the more we actually begin to experience the full glory of devotional service. Just as the example is given that just as the sun is self-effulgent, there is no darkness in the sun, but our experience of the sun is eclipsed by the presence of clouds or fog. It's in the same way the holy name of the Lord is transcendentally blissful. It's none different from Krishna. And it is full of unlimited bliss. Yet we may not fully experience the complete bliss of the holy name of the Lord. And the reason, of course, is still because of the existence of the clouds of anarthas and the fog of ignorance, which is obstructing our experience of the pure holy name. So the cumulative effect of our efforts in devotional service, which are never our own efforts alone, but it's always dependent upon association of Vaishnavas, is to cleanse the heart. The more the heart becomes clean from these anarthas, these unwanted desires, then the more our experience of pure Krishna consciousness becomes a tangible reality, and the more, of course, we experience the greatness of Krishna consciousness and that which Srila Prabhupada has given to all of us in the form of association of Vaishnavas, the holy name of the Lord, and so many great valuable gifts that Srila Prabhupada has contributed to all of his followers for generations to come. That realization we spoke of in the first day, that the more we realize how the greatness of Krishna consciousness, the more we realize and experience the taste of Krishna consciousness, the more we feel gratitude for the gift that we've been given. And that will only increase the more our heart becomes cleansed. So these past several days I've experienced in the association of these wonderful Vaishnavas something so great. I've increased my appreciation of the greatness, certainly of association of God brothers and God sisters, which Srila Prabhupada has given me. That has certainly increased tremendously over the past several days. We also said that expression of gratitude is something that will be realized to the degree that we realize how wonderful something is that we've been given. So I would like to express my gratitude to these wonderful Vaishnavas. These past several days we've been filling our hearts with their experiences of Srila Prabhupada's greatness. As I was telling Shyamasundar Prabhu and Gurudas Prabhu and Malati Prabhu over the few days, that hearing these descriptions of their experiences and Krishna consciousness and their association with Prabhupada in the early years, they're precious. And that was the only word I could think of as I was sitting and hearing in each one. My heart was dancing, you know, hearing these little snippets of exchange with Srila Prabhupada. And of course, hearing their struggles and the difficulties they had to endure and the ingenious ways of they took up Srila Prabhupada's order. And it was just hearing these things was very precious to my heart. And so precious because it increases my realization of such a valuable gift which has been bestowed upon this unworthy, unqualified person. I don't know how I came to Krishna consciousness. Sometimes it's bewildering to me. But I know it was Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And somehow hearing about the efforts of these devotees, I feel somehow that I've been captivated to Krishna consciousness by their mercy too, because somehow they were so intimately interwoven in Srila Prabhupada's efforts to spread Krishna consciousness. Somehow some of that mercy must have flowed through them and captured me at some point in the early 1970s. And I was touched, unknown, by some effort that they made to serve Srila Prabhupada in the late 60s and early 70s. Somehow it just overflowed and somehow manifested and captured me. So hearing these descriptions has convinced me that of the connection I have with these devotees. And I can only express to them personally, one by one, Malati Prabhu, Gurudas Prabhu, and Shyamasundar Prabhu, I'm so grateful for your association. I simply pray that we can continue this association. Hearing and chanting the glories of Srila Prabhupada, we can do this forever. It is none different, just as Maharaj said, that we're coming here for Hari Kirtan and Hari Katha. This has been non-stop Hari Katha. Hearing about Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said how that Lord Chaitanya sent Lord Nityananda to Bengal to preach, and he sent Rupa Sanatana to Vrindavan, and he left the entire rest of the world to the Krishna consciousness movement. This is all part of the pastimes of the Lord, this Krishna consciousness movement. And hearing these pastimes of the early days of Srila Prabhupada's sending these wonderful devotees off to unknown places to them to plant the seeds of devotional service, representing the greatest ambassador from the spiritual world, Srila Prabhupada, has just been like non-stop Hari Kirtan for me. I read just 2 days ago, we have this calendar, little quotes from Srila Prabhupada. I think it was January 24th. Prabhupada was saying, 5 plus 5 is 10. 2 plus 2 is 4. Krishna plus everything is Vrindavan. Huh? Krishna plus everything is Vrindavan. Do not forget Krishna, and you will always live in Vrindavan. It's an amazing quote when I read this. Prabhupada was just giving such a, you know, axiomatic truth. You know, it's like Krishna plus everything is Vrindavan. Do not forget Krishna, and you will always live in Vrindavan. And Maharaj was telling this morning such wonderful descriptions of the mood of Vrindavan, the selfless mood of the residents of Vrindavan, the selfless mood of the gopis and the cowherd boys, how they are selflessly motivated to, by every fiber of their transcendental bodies, spiritual bodies, is to simply satisfy Krishna. And hearing the selfless efforts of these devotees simply to satisfy Srila Prabhupada in the same way is non-different than the mood of Vrindavan. Such selflessness and simply trying to please the order of His divine grace. And we see that how these selfless efforts which are being made by devotees to satisfy Srila Prabhupada, see their spiritual masters, actually that's the real meaning of bringing this mood of Vrindavan everywhere. Bringing the mood of Vrindavan means to bring a selfless spirit of preaching Krishna consciousness. And I would say that that's the kind of appreciation that I was able to gain by hearing these different stories is the selflessness, the devotee's this selfless mood of simply trying to satisfy his divine grace and being ready to do anything to execute his desires as their life and soul. Prabhupada even said in his purport in the Bhagavatam, he says, do not think that you will find Krishna simply by looking behind some bush in Vrindavan. He said, you will find Krishna by strictly following the order of the spiritual master. Krishna will manifest himself to you. So, the devotees who are strictly following the orders of their spiritual master, simply trying to satisfy him, they are creating this Vrindavan mood and giving it to others and spreading Krishna consciousness. That is what Srila Prabhupada wanted from all of his followers. He wanted them to taste this experience of selflessly sacrificing to please the spiritual master and to having gained this experience to go out and to give it to others. Prabhupada was so anxious that he wanted to make others fortunate as well. Now you've become fortunate, now you go out to make others fortunate as well. This was his mood. And we see how that mood was so captured so nicely in the last several days in discussions about these activities. So, therefore, I believe that, at least for myself, and I hope for all of you, you've been able to capture the essence of the mood that's been created by this wonderful festival of filling up our day in constant Hari Katha and Hari Kirtan, perfection, of having heard nicely. Prabhupada says, if you hear nicely, then you can chant. And you chant. You hear nicely, then you chant, and then smaranam. Then there'll be remembrance in the heart. So we're hearing so nicely, and then we're having such wonderful kirtans, chanting the holy name of the Lord. And then that remembrance will become more and more a tangible reality within our hearts. This process of shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam. And the result is cheto dapanam ajanam. This is what cleanses the mirror of the heart. This is what we want to accomplish by coming into association of devotees. We want to clean the heart more and more and more. And when the heart becomes clean, then gradually we'll begin to realize how that we're simply all eternal servants of Krishna, and our eternal residence is there with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, serving the eternal associates of the Lord and in the presence of the Lord. Prabhupada came to this world from the spiritual world. He came to give us the greatest gift, most valuable gift. In the same mood that Lord Chaitanya came to this world, Yuga Dharma Prava Taimu Nama Sankirtan Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nachamu Bhuvan. It's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya descended to this world to distribute the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. He said, I will make the entire world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four ecstatic mellows of loving devotional service to Krishna. So he has come, he has descended, and Srila Prabhupada has appeared to fulfill that mission, to bring us all together to hear the glories of the Lord, the glories of the Lord's devotees, and to chant with such great enthusiasm the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Simply by chanting these names, then Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya. One will be able to realize these four ecstatic mellows of loving devotion. Prabhupada makes the point in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said the fifth is not mentioned. He simply speaks about the four ecstatic mellows of Sakya, Dasya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. He said, because generally Shantaras is not so much included in Goloka Vrindavan. So, this is the goal. Our goal is to please Srila Prabhupada, please our spiritual master, make sacrifices, cultivate this mood, this Vrindavan mood of selfless service, and prepare ourselves for going back home, back to Godhead. That was Prabhupada's blessing upon all of us. When he appeared in 1965 in the Jaladuta outside on Boston Commonwealth Pier, and Prabhupada wrote the Markandeya Bhagavad Dham, Prabhupada made that most wonderful prayer to Krishna. He says, I wish that you may deliver them all. We're the object of that wish. When the pure devotee makes such a wish to Krishna, then Krishna will always uphold the statements of his pure devotees. So we all have the great fortune of receiving that blessing. And we should always simply be reminded of the wonderful blessing that we've all accomplished by being in the association of Srila Prabhupada and his wonderful followers. And we should be assured that if we simply stay in the association of these Vaishnavas, that blessing will be realized in the hearts of each and every one of us. Therefore, I pray, please keep me in your association and allow me to reciprocate in some way by rendering some service to all of you for your great contribution that you've made in the service of Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
His Holiness Niranjan Swami Maharaj Ki. Thank you very much, Maharaj. I wish we had two more extra days of Pune Yatra where we could completely share the heartfelt realizations of all these devotees here. But unfortunately, time is running short. Just one small announcement before His Holiness Prahladanand Maharaj gives his blessings. The buses to Swargate will leave at 4:10 p.m. So those devotees who are leaving to Swargate for buses to Bombay is at 5 and 5:30, but the bus will leave here at 4:10 p.m. so they can make suitable arrangements. Hare Krishna.
Om Agyanatim Randasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Very happy to be here for the second time at the Pune Yatra. Although no one expected me to be here. As His Holiness Niranjan Maharaj, when he saw me, he said, oh, a ghost.
You said you were a ghost. I said, who's this? He says, I'm a ghost.
Oh.
And I said, oh, ghost, I don't like ghosts. He said, no, I'm a friendly ghost.
So I don't have much to add because so much has already been given. Second time here, I can see that everything has become nicer. Even the prasadam is nicer. The service of the prasadam is nicer. The plates are nicer. The devotees are more friendly. Everything's nicer. Even the harmonium is nicer. The harmonium player is nicer, too. And of course, the pastimes get nicer. I've heard many of the pastimes before, but they're always getting nicer. And the more we talk about these pastimes with Srila Prabhupada, everything will get nicer. And it is not only that the pastimes, as been mentioned several times here, it is not that the pastimes took place 30 years ago, or how many years, 35 years. Pastimes is still going on. Srila Prabhupada, I remember one time, Srila Prabhupada made the statement that I'm always with my spiritual master. So similarly, everything is going on in this Krishna consciousness movement as much as we're with Srila Prabhupada. It is not that Srila Prabhupada disappeared when he left his external body, the body which is apparent to our vision, but Prabhupada is always present within the heart of his sincere followers. And our movement is successful as much as Prabhupada's there, and that depends upon our willingness to try to understand his instructions and then put them into practical action. Srila Prabhupada left us a big, big vision. That vision is to how to engage people in a practical way through farms and schools, gurukuls, farm communities where Krishna is in the center, through a cultural revolution of art and music, theater, dance, and spearheading the cultural revolution is massive distribution of transcendental literatures to let people know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the one thing, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada has said, is lacking in this world, is knowledge that Krishna should be the center of existence. As His Holiness Raghunath Maharaj was talking about, the qualifications for hearing Rasa Leela, actually this movement is Rasa Leela. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book that the whole world is actually dancing with Krishna. Those who are dancing, following Krishna's steps, they're dancing with him in the rasa dance. And those who are dancing, trying to imitate Krishna, they're dancing with Krishna's maya. This movement means to dance in harmony with Krishna, being led by the supreme dancer instructor, Srila Prabhupada. So anyone, to the degree that they understand, accept, and follow in a practical way Srila Prabhupada's instructions, they're actually entering to the rasa dance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leela is the highest manifestation of the rasa dance. The spiritual master, he's a representative either Srimati Radharani or as a personal associate, or representative of Lord Nityananda, or a personal associate of Srimati Radharani. So Lord Chaitanya, he's come. He is the Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. He is the combined form of Srimati Radharani with Krishna. Lord Nityananda is the personal servant who is manifesting the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread Krishna consciousness throughout the entire universe. As much as we take shelter, Srila Prabhupada, we automatically get the association of the parampara to the Panchatattva, to Lord Nityananda. And in his mood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give us shelter by which we can actually enter into the pastimes of the Rasa Leela. So this movement means directly entering into the Rasa Leela by serving the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Srila Prabhupada has so expertly manifested this movement. It only remains with us to actually take seriously what Prabhupada wanted, and the best we can try to apply it within our personal lives. And in that way, these pastimes, which are great examples for us, inspirations for all of us, can actually be manifested not only 35 years ago, but they'll be manifested for at least for the next 10,000 years from now. In a ways that will be, as His Grace Shyama Sundara Prabhu was saying, it was all magic. Well, this is all magic. It's all unbelievable magic. And when we realize how magical it is, then we'll see that the whole world is magical. Everything is magical. And Krishna will be the greatest magician. She will probably be there with us more and more. The whole guru parampara will be there. And what we think is magical will become extraordinarily magical. And everyone and everything will become magic. Srila Prabhupada once said, when he was handed some simply wonderfuls, which came at, there was a recipe on the back of a carnation milk package, powdered milk, for what was called sweet bowls or something. And Prabhupada said, what are they called? Simply wonderfuls. So Prabhupada said that when he was given one, and then someone asked him, what do you think of this? He said, well, this Your prasadam is wonderful, is simply wonderful. The devotees are simply wonderful. The deities are simply wonderful. Your simply wonderfuls are simply wonderful. So keep on distributing these simply wonderfuls and everything will be simply wonderful. So everything about this Punyatra is simply wonderful. The devotees are simply wonderful. The leadership here is simply wonderful. The preaching is simply wonderful. The prasadam is simply wonderful. So keep on distributing this simply wonderful and everything will be simply wonderful. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Maharaj, your conclusion was simply wonderful. Thank you very much. Now I'll request Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj to end the lecture.
That was a simply wonderful explanation. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Ginajana Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Staptitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Swam Padantikam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So as many of you know, I've been coming for many, many years to Punyatra, at least for the last 7 or 8 years, maybe missing 1 or 2 years. And each year it seems to be getting more and more wonderful, more and more spiritually enlivening, more and more wonderful devotees are coming, more and more wonderful topics about Krishna consciousness. For me, this year was especially enlightening because one of my desires is to try to understand more about Srila Prabhupada, and I think Krishna fulfilled my desire this year just to hear about the early days of Krishna consciousness and how Srila Prabhupada, person coming from Vrindavan who was Prabhupada was a personality that was completely absorbed in Krishna. He was not of this world. So living in the holy land of Vrindavan was actually simply his natural consciousness. He was in Vrindavan. So he had to come to a place that was more like hell, to really sum it up in a few words. But yet he remained in Vrindavan. And he brought Vrindavan to hell, and he transferred hell into Vrindavan, who had that faith in Prabhupada, but yet still were simply learning Krishna consciousness and how that faith transformed into some of the most amazing, amazing manifestations of spreading Krishna consciousness. It just helps me and helps all of us, I believe, to understand just this personality of Prabhupada. It just takes us deeper and deeper into this Maha Bhagavat devotee. And to hear about Srila Prabhupada means to hear about Krishna, because actually it's non-different in the sense that whatever Prabhupada is doing simply represents the foremost desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread Krishna consciousness. So there's actually no different. And to hear the adventure, the humor, the bewilderment, the various difficulties that the devotees went through really, really enriches one's mind in the beauty of Krishna consciousness. I think as Palladananda Maharaj said, and also Naranjana Maharaj said, the magic that was being displayed in those early days is how everything seemed to just happen because of Prabhupada's instructions. Nothing seemed to be, we couldn't actually plan how things were going to happen. It was just the devotees had complete faith in Prabhupada, and by that faith, and the magic seems to manifest. And as Prahladananda Maharaj so clearly said, that magic is still here today. And we are actually seeing it today. This gathering is very, very important. And it's a manifestation of Srila Prabhupada's magic. to bring the devotees together. Different generations. We have the generation of the early days who began the movement, who established Krishna consciousness. We have those devotees who have been practicing for some years, and have many of you who are just coming and are starting to associate together. So this is actually very wonderful to see such a broad generation of devotees coming together under one particular banner to hear and chant the glories of the Lord and to appreciate each other's association. I would particularly and especially like to emphasize my appreciation for Srila Radhanath Maharaj. He's doing one of the many, many things, but one thing that is outstanding in my mind now is uniting Srila Prabhupada's family. In 1996, for the centennial year, to establish various programs to bring Krishna consciousness to the world, one of the, what we say, petals of the lotus flower of the program was to unite Srila Prabhupada's family. And this is a powerful manifestation of that endeavor to bring devotees together to hear and chant the glories of the Lord and to appreciate each other beyond simply the fact that we are members of the same organization, but to go deep into that relationship in the mood of trying to assist, to serve, and to actually get to know each other as one big family. And that's what Srila Prabhupada wanted, one big family. And this family will spread more and more throughout the world, and hopefully, because actually all living entities are part of that family. Some know it and some don't. And those who know it and are actually practicing it, it is our duty to bring it to others. And Srila Prabhupada said one thing. He said many things, but one thing that stands out in my mind as far as our responsibility in our practice of Krishna consciousness, and that is, he said, this movement will save the world in its darkest hour. There's really no other program or spiritual movement or any movement on the planet that represents the pure desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in its pure practice. This is Sudha Bhakti, pure devotional service. And this is Srila Radhanath Maharaj was so strongly emphasizing this morning. And sometimes I shudder to hear it, but at the same time I know this is the standard. Complete selfless service. I shudder in the sense that I'm so far from that program that I become embarrassed. And when I evaluate my own situation, but I understand from his realizations and his understanding of the philosophy that this is what it means to be Krishna conscious. To imbibe that principle and to practice it and, of course, to give it to others. And that's our responsibility. And to have these programs, so much we can gain from it, but at the same time, so much we can take with us and to bring it to others. So I'd like to express my appreciation for all of you here to allow me to come and associate with you. It's almost like I've been coming so many years now, so it's actually almost, I'm actually part of the group, but at the same time, I want to develop my appreciation more and more and more for your association. And I thank Shyamasundar Prabhu for his wonderful explanations of those early days. He has such a beautiful way of speaking that it takes you right into the lila. It's like you're there. You can actually see what he's saying. It's so graphic, and it really brings everything clear. And to Malati, her determination in Krishna consciousness is unbelievable. I've known Malati for the last 14 years now, and since she was preaching in Columbus and New Vrindavan, and she has an unflinching desire to spread Krishna consciousness and to be Krishna conscious. It's so strong that when I'm around her, I have to realize this. I have to get serious when I'm around Malati, because she's very, very serious in her Krishna consciousness. And to Guru Das for his humor, for his wonderful, wonderful explanations of Srila Prabhupada. It just endeared my heart to Prabhupada so much to hear about the simplicity, his love, his kindness, and how that was transformed into the hearts of his devotees. So thank you all very much for your wonderful, wonderful realizations and for your what you did to bring Krishna consciousness to all of us. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Actually, with little interaction of all the devotees, what Chandramouli Maharaj spoke was actually the essence of all what the devotees have been feeling. Since little interaction that I had with devotees, three things stood very prominent. Everyone is saying that now the early pastimes of Srila Prabhupada are graphically inscribed in our heart. And that was confirmed by Gurudas Prabhu when he said that Americans are very graphic. And secondly, every devotee practically whom I am talking to is saying that their appreciation for Prabhupada's various aspects of his personality, we hear only as a world acharya, but early part, very intimate, that was brought out. And third thing they said was, they feel so insignificant compared to what the surrender and the selflessness that was manifested by the devotees, and that's how practically it spread worldwide. Really, what you spoke is actually the heart of all the devotees. Thank you very much. Now I request His Grace Gurudas Prabhu to kindly address.
As I said before, Prabhupada wanted to combine the dynamics of the West with the culture of India, the East. Now I see in India there are more than Fiat and Ambassador. There are many cars, many cell phones, many computers. Everything is becoming closer together. Even India became second in the cricket world match. But here it is first place. You are all first place. The mood of Vrindavan is certainly here. Last night, in all the little circles, we were dancing and chanting under the moonlight. The mood of Vrindavan, Krishna consciousness and fun. It doesn't have to be chastising, unhappy, self-flagellating. The support you have shown for each other, because in these circles, if we did not support each other, we would have all fallen. Even when people were falling, we were catching. The mood of Vrindavan is here. A lot has to do with His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, who I'm getting to know a little bit more each time. And so you've heard my voice a lot, but I'm very happy that this mood of Vrindavan remains here. And as Radhanath Maharaj has said, we must be compassionate to one another. So I simply end with be kind to one another and always remember Krishna. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Prabhu. Now I'll request His Grace Shyam Sundar Prabhu to kindly address.
Well, I hope after all these days, maybe now you get a hint a little bit about your ancestors and the craziness that it all started from, and why perhaps we can say that even today in Bombay, that spirit of craziness is still here. If we've helped you understand that a little bit, then it's our, been our very great pleasure to do so. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. I will request our Grace Malati Prabhu to kindly address.
Om Jnana Timrandasya Danana Sakavaya Chakchu Militam Jana Tasmei Sri Gurave Namaha. My thanks once again to all of you for creating such an outstanding environment where your open hearts enabled our hearts to open and pour out the memories and resources that we had stored in our hearts and share it with you about Srila Prabhupada. It's not often. Sometimes people come here and there, or you visit a place here and there, and so you speak for a few minutes here and there. But to sit for this concentrated time and being completely absorbed in the glorious pastimes of His divine grace is simply wonderful, to use the phrase of the day. Actually, the simply wonderfuls, they're part of ISKCON history. And they were created by Srila Prabhupada personally from the powdered milk. But the name came like this. He made the preparations, and then he called on Janaki, and he handed one to her, and he asked her to try it. And he said, "What do you think?" And with great enthusiasm, she said, "Swamiji, they're simply wonderful." And then he replied. And Janaki really was simply wonderful. It's been mentioned about Srila Prabhupada's compassion, his gratefulness, and his gratefulness, I mentioned this earlier, was a reflection of Krishna, because grateful is one of the 64 qualities of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada is reflecting these same magnificent qualities. Just like he showed his gratitude to Shamsundar Prabhu by having a plaque installed at Bury Place, thanking him and acknowledging the great endeavor he contributed toward the establishment of the first temple in London. And I was remembering one of the first instances where I became aware of the depth of Srila Prabhupada's gratitude and how he would offer his gratitude to a disciple.